Ron brought a few points. I just want to make sure it's clear to the committee and to those in the audience who are following the dredging project. It is true, we at one time had a full-time staff person that did environmental permit reviews. That person had to be laid off because of lack of funding in the line items that were funding him over the last 7 or 8 years. So we have one person doing it. He does have other duties within the department. But on issues like this, when you have such a large issue, dealing with a permit for a small dock in a harbor is one thing. Ron, he deals with those things separately. But on these larger issues, the permit review are completed by Dr. Linda Mercer, Cole Canova becomes heavily involved in our science. It's a broad array of our science staff, not falling on one individual. They become an all hands on deck. Related to the dredging project, DEP has authority under Clean Water to do a thorough review of the permit. When a permit is finally submitted to DEP dealing with clean water, the department then has authority to hold public hearings associated with the fishing industry to ensure that we not only deal with the science side, but understand what the input is from the fishery itself, the fisherman himself. So we will be doing that. The law is specific. It says that five fishermen have to petition us, or the commissioner can waive it. This issue came to me months and months ago. We knew it was coming. And at that time, I directed staff to plan on holding a public hearing as soon as we're made aware of the permit being filed with DEP and that we have all the data for which we need to comment on. So the department will be doing that. We'll be holding the meeting likely in the Sierra Court, Bucksport area, depending on what type of facility we provide. So that'll be coming up again as soon as permits are applied for through DEP.
Thank you.
One more comment, if you'll